just one halakha regarding the Ke'ara on Leil HaSeder. The Ke'ara is the plate that has on it all the different mitzvot, the foods that we're going to eat on the night of the Seder, which includes the matzah, the maror, the karpas, the haroset, etc. Just one point halakha brings down that after one finishes, let's say, eating the karpas, he should not take it totally off the ke'ara. He should leave some karpas on the ke'ara till the end of the seder, which means the ke'ara should always be filled with all the different items. Which means after a person ate the celery, you shouldn't say, okay, we're finished with the celery, finish, take off the ke'ara, now we'll go to Magid and we'll finish the matzot. You should always keep the ke'ara intact because they represent different items. The salt water, however, does not have to be on the ke'ara itself. The salt water can be off the ke'ara. Now, like I also tells us that one specifically should eat karpas for the mitzvah of the first dipping. Karpas would be celery. There's different reasons. They give the remez that it stands for Samech Parech, which is the 600,000 Jews that worked. Avodat Parech, that's the words of karpas. Rav Chaim Vital also brings down, according to the Kabbalah, the Gematria 360 of karpas, that also stands for different names of Hashem with the Gematria. And everyone should be careful to follow the custom of eating the karpas, of course making the Tilat Yadayim before. Halakha does say all year round that one, before he takes a vegetable that's wet or a vegetable that he's planning on dipping in a liquid, water in this case, so one is obligated to wash his hands netilat shadayim, like he would wash it for bread, which means three times on one, the right hand, and then three times on the left hand. However, he should do it beli beracha. The Kafahim points out that it's unfortunate that we're not careful on this all year round. It's not specifically a Pesach item. One should try to be careful all year round. If he's eating a wet fruit or vegetable, or again dipping a vegetable into a liquid, one should be careful to make Netilat Yadayim before Beli Beracha. That would be if he's having, for example, grapes that are wet. Usually we wash the grapes before we eat them. So he's eating them, they're wet, they have the water on them. Halakha says one should wash before he eats those grapes. Beli beracha. An apple. Usually we wash the apple before we eat it. You have an option to dry it first if you're lazy to make the tilat shadayim. But when it comes to grapes, it's difficult to wash dry every single grape. So therefore it would be easier just to make the tilat shadayim. Beli beracha. The reason why we dip the karpas into the salt water, one of the reasons brought down halakha is in order to do something strange in the beginning of the meal, in order to get the children to pique their curiosity, in order that they'll ask questions. You don't usually dip before the meal. Usually you say it, you make the tachadayim and motzi, and then you start eating. Here we didn't wash yet, and already we didn't have bread yet, we didn't eat the meal, and already we're dipping. So therefore the kids are supposed to say, you know, manishtana alaylaze, what's going on over here? And that's all again to rouse their curiosity. Besides that, there's a lot of mysticism behind all these things that we're doing, so one should not mizalzel, one should not belittle each order of the Haggadah, as the Hakamim gave us a sign to remember all the order, Kadesh, Unhas, Kartas, Yahas. The books bring down that one should sing, or one should say, that as he's going through the Seder, this Siman. They're not just arbitrary words that Hakamim made up, Kadesh, Unhas, Karpas, Yahas. These words over here also have a lot of kavana, a lot of intent in the words themselves, and therefore the custom is to say the Kadesh Urhats as we're going through the Seder, and as we get to, let's say, Karpas, we stop. Kadesh Urhats Karpas. Stop, and we eat the Karpas. Then we start from the beginning again. Kadesh Urhats Karpas. Yahas. Oh, Yahas, let's put the matzah. One should not belittle the customs of Istia, of the Jewish people, that if we've been saying this Kadesh Urhats for many years, there's a reason. If you look at the Ben Ish Chai in the Didashot, he brings a lot of Didashot in his Haggadah Shel Pesach what these words mean on a deeper level, and therefore one should follow Minhag Yisrael to follow the Seder and to recite the Seder of Kadesh Ulchatz.